Thank you, Mr. President Designate. As a high contracting party to the AP2, to the CCW, China has faithfully fulfilled its obligations under this protocol and submits its annual national report on time. China has also actively engaged in international humanitarian demanding cooperation and assistance. Since 1998, China has established a long-term institutionalized plan for mine clearance assistance. It has provided assistance worth over 200 million RMB to more than 40 countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America through various means, and has trained more than 1,000 professional demining technicians. I would like to briefly introduce our efforts over the past year in areas of demining assistance. In February of this year, China launched the Global Security Initiative concept paper, which explicitly identifies humanitarian demining cooperation and assistance as one of the key areas of cooperation. This year, China has continued to provide demining training to Cambodia and Laos PDR. China has also continued to support regional demining cooperation within the ASEAN region. This year, for the first time, China sent two technical experts to the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center. With China's financial support, the second high-level regional dialogue on enhancing regional cooperation and resource mobilization in ASEAN Mine Action was successfully held in Nanjing in September. During the meeting, there was an in-depth exchange of views on the demining situation in the ASEAN region and the subsequent steps in demining cooperation, leading to an agreement to further strengthen ASEAN cooperation in this field. As co-chairs of the ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus Expert Working Group on Humanitarian Mine Action, China and Cambodia jointly conducted the Pure Homeland 2023 Mine Clearance Operation in September. More than 300 participants from 14 countries cleared a total of over 3,000 pieces of various types of munitions and their debris. During this operation, some standards, such as the ASEAN standard operating procedures on mine clearance, was also discussed and revised. China will continue to fulfill its obligations under the protocol while maintaining its commitment to international demining cooperation and assistance, thereby making a positive contribution to the resolution of related humanitarian issues. I thank you, Mr. President Designate.